由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you have joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好欢迎你收听我们这个节目《天路导向》。
We are in the midst of a series of messages entitled Freedom from Fear.
我们呢正在讨论一个题目，就是叫做《脱离恐惧的自由》这个专题的系列。
And I want to begin today by telling you about an incident.
在今天开始的时候，我想先告诉你一件事。
One day, I saw a man wearing a T-shirt that says, No fear.
有一天，我看见有一个人就穿着一件衣服，上面就写着无所畏惧。
It immediately got my attention.
这句说话就立刻引起了我的注意了。
Because I knew that I've been...Talking about freedom from fear.
因为我知道我要跟你是讲关于远离恐惧这个的专题。
And I said to myself,
我就对自己说
了, here is a man who is a fearless man.
我就说, 这个真是一个无所畏惧的人。
But then I began to reflect on this.
跟着我就开始想了。
Marketing executives obviously knew that there are some who want to convince themselves, that they are courageous.
好明显呢，熟悉呢个嘅市场需求嘅人呢，系知道有啲人呢好想说服自己，话俾自己听呢，自己系好有勇气嘅。
So they printed these words, "No fear."
所以呢，佢哋就喺嗰啲嘅衫上边印上呢个无所畏惧嘅字样啦。
The problem was that is that many people confuse courage with fearlessness.
问题呢就是好多人啊是会将勇气同埋无所畏惧呢是混为一谈的。
They market courage as the absence of fear.
他们认为呢有勇气啊就是没有恐惧的了。
But this couldn't be further from the truth.
但是实际上是不是这样呢？其实并不是这样的。
The truth is this.
真正的情况呢，其实是
Courageous people are not fearless people.
有勇气的人，真正有勇气的人呢，是并非无所畏惧的。
In fact, I think sometimes that fearless people may be simply stupid people.
实际上呢，我认为有阵时啊，那些所谓无所畏惧的人呢，很可能是一些愚蠢的人。
True courage is confronting your fears.
真正的勇气是勇于去面对你自己的恐惧。
True courage is facing down your fears.
真正的勇气就是能够去藐视你的恐惧。
True courage is triumphing over your fears.
真正的勇气就是能够去战胜你的恐惧。
In reality, this type of bravado that is displayed on T-shirts or caps is merely ignoring what is deep down under the surface that needs to be dealt with.
实际上呢，这种在衣上边印字或者在帽上边印字的做法呢，只不过是虚张声势而已，但是它往往呢是忽略了那些深层次的内心需要去面对的问题。
Social scientists call this type of thinking detachment.
社会学家呢就称这种的想法呢为一种割裂的想法。
These are people who try to bury their fears by appearing to be strong and confident and courageous.
这些人呢，他们试图以外表的坚强、外表的自信、外表的有勇气来去呢掩盖内心实际的恐惧。
Most often, they don't know how to conquer fear in their lives.
通常其实他们都不知道应该怎样去征服生命里面的恐惧的。
Their attitude is this.
他们所持的态度就是
I am okay. I don't need you to come close to me.
我好好啊，我唔需要你嚟去接近我啊。
I am doing just fine.
我咩事都冇，我好好啊。
I think we all know people like that.
我谂我哋周围咧都认识一啲人咧系咁样嘅。
One of the greatest examples of this type of person in the Bible is the Apostle Peter.
而喺圣经里边咧，呢种类型最著名嘅例子咧，就系使徒彼得啦。
Peter represents those who refuse to get in touch with their own fears.
彼得咧系代表嗰啲拒绝面对自己内心恐惧嘅人。
Peter represents all those who cover up their fears by all kinds of perceived strength and self-confidence.
彼得咧系代表嗰啲试图通过各种各样所谓嘅能力、所谓嘅自信嚟去掩盖内心恐惧嘅人。
If you look at Peter's early life,
如果你咧睇下彼得早期嘅生活
，you would never have depicted him as a fearful man.
你绝对唔会咧系将佢睇为一个胆怯嘅人嘅。
He was brash and abrupt.
佢嘅性格咧好急躁，好鲁莽。
He was impetuous and self-confident.
佢好冲动，亦都咧系过于自信。
You know, God has a hard time using people like that.
你知啦，神要下好多功夫先至能够咧系使用咁样嘅人嘅。
God has to break this type of person before he can use them。
神一定要破碎呢种人，然之后咧先至能够使用佢。
If you contrast Peter with Thomas, you would say, when it comes to fear, there were opposites。
如果你攞彼得同多马呢两个耶稣嘅门徒嚟做比较。你会话佢哋喺面对恐惧嘅时候反应咧系完全相反嘅。
We saw in the last message, Thomas had fear written all over him.
喺上次嘅节目里边，我哋睇见喺多马嘅身上系充满咗恐惧。
But not Peter.
但系彼得就唔同啦。
Yet in reality, each man was as fearful as the other.
不过在现实生活里面，他们的心呢其实都是有惧怕的。
One wore his fears on his sleeves.
其中一个人呢，他的恐惧呢是很外露的。
The other drove his fears underground.
另一个就将自己的恐惧呢是深深地掩藏了。
Thomas let his fears publicly haunt him.
多马任凭恐惧公开地去折磨他自己。
Thomas was external in his expression of his fears.
多马嘅表情咧显露出佢嘅恐惧。
Peter bottled it up and pretended that it wasn't there.
彼得咧就将佢嘅恐惧咧好深咁样隐藏咗，假装咧呢个恐惧系唔存在嘅。
Thomas put his fear on display.
多马表现出佢嘅恐惧。
Peter convinced himself that his fears did not exist.
但是彼得呢却是骗自己说他的恐惧根本不存在。
So, judging Peter from the outside, you would have to say he was not fearful.
所以如果你只是看外表呢你会说彼得好像是没有恐惧的。
None of us would have pointed our finger to Peter and say, here goes a fearful man.
我们当中呢没什么人会指着彼得说你真是一个胆小怕事的人、啊。
Thomas, yes, but not Peter.
对多马我哋会咁讲，但系对彼得我哋绝对唔会咁讲嘅。
Well, look at some of Peter's public statements.
嗱，让我哋睇一睇彼得喺公开发表嘅言论系点嘅。
Listen to what Peter said on a few occasions.
听下彼得喺一啲公开嘅场合所讲嘅说话。
The first is in Matthew 26.
第一句是在马太福音的26章那里的。
Here's what Peter said.
彼得就这样说。
Jesus?
他说主耶稣啊。
If all forsake you, I will never forsake you.
他说众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒我却永不跌倒。
I will die for you.
我愿为你死。
When the other disciples wobbled regarding who Jesus was,
当其他嘅门徒对耶稣究竟系边个呢个嘅睇法都犹豫不决嘅时候咧
，In Matthew 16, Peter said，
喺马太福音嘅十六章，彼得就话啦
，You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God。
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
When the soldiers came to arrest Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane，
当罗马兵丁嚟到客西马尼园拘捕耶稣嘅时候咧。
All the others ran away, but not Peter.
其他嘅门徒咧都四散逃跑啦，但系彼得咧却系冇逃跑。
In John 18:10,
喺约翰福音嘅十八章十节嗰度
，Peter pulled his sword and cut the ear of the policeman.
彼得咧拔出佢嗰把刀，将大祭司嘅仆人咧佢嘅耳仔咧系斩咗落嚟。
On the outside, Peter was confident.
从外表睇嚟咧，彼得系真系非常之有信心嘅。
On the outside, he appeared fearless and indomitable。
纯粹咁睇外表咧，佢系毫无畏惧，系唔会屈服嘅。
Yet looking beneath the facade, he had not yet confronted his fears。
但系喺内心深处，佢仲未真正咁样面对过恐惧。
His fear was hidden in all of its insidious and destructive nature.
佢嘅恐惧咧系深深咁样隐藏住，仲未咧系显出诡诈同埋破坏性嘅。
As I have been telling you throughout this series of messages,
正如我喺整个嘅系列专题里边所要话俾你听嘅
，The emotion of fear was a God-given gift to us.
畏惧或者恐惧咧，呢一种嘅情绪咧，系神赐俾我哋嘅礼物嚟嘅。
But when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden,
但系当亚当同夏娃喺伊甸园里边犯罪嘅时候咧。
They reversed the purpose for which the gift was given.
佢哋就将神所赐予嘅嗰个嘅初衷咧，系彻底扭曲咗啦。
The gift was clearly given to fear God and God alone.
好清楚，神咧系为咗要我哋单单敬畏神，先至咧系将呢份嘅礼物系赐俾我哋嘅。
But they inverted that gift and began to fear people.
但系亚当夏娃咧就错用咗呢份礼物，开始咧系畏惧起人啦。
More than that, they developed a dichotomy between public image and private life, which we all have inherited.
唔单止系咁，佢哋仲逐步将公众嘅形象同私人嘅生活咧分开，而我哋咧都继承咗呢一种嘅生活方式。
Because of sin，
因为有罪。
We hide what we think is unacceptable and display to the public only what we think people want to see.
我哋隐藏咗嗰啲自认为咧系人哋唔会接纳嘅一面，只系展露俾人哋睇咧，人哋愿意睇嘅一面。
We pretend to be who we are not.
我哋咧都好想去假扮去冒充另一个人嘅。
Sooner or later, the two will catch up with each other.
迟早咧。咁样嘅双重角色咧，就会系自食其果啦。
Let me tell you a funny story about that。
等我咧讲一个有趣嘅故事，系关于呢方面嘅，话俾你听啊。
There was an army officer who was promoted to a higher rank。
有一个军官咧，佢升咗级。
What came with that promotion was an impressive large office and a large desk。
随住升官咧，佢能够得到一间大啲嘅办公室，一张大啲嘅办公桌。
But the newly promoted officer was worried that his former peers would not treat him with the respect that it is now due to his new rank.
但系呢位军官咧，佢担心佢嘅旧同僚咧，唔照住佢呢个新嘅官阶嚟去尊重佢。
So he tried to impress them by dropping big names.
于是咧，佢就谂办法，好想藉住一啲大人物嘅名咧嚟显下威风啦。
On his second day in the office，
第二日佢喺办公室里边。
A private came and knocked on the door.
有个士兵咧就走嚟就敲佢嘅门。
And the officer said, "Wait a minute, I am on the phone."
呢个军官就话啦，等一等，等一等，我喺度听紧电话。
Then he quickly picked up the receiver and said very loudly, so that the private could hear him, "Yes, sir, General, I will call the president right now."
佢就咧即刻攞起嗰个嘅听筒，好大声咁样话咧，系让到嗰个士兵听到佢讲乜嘢嘅，就话啊，系啊系啊，将军，我会即刻打电话俾总统噶啦。
He said, "No, sir, I will not forget."
佢又话唔会唔会唔会，长官，我系唔会忘记嘅。
He said, "It was great visiting with you, sir."
佢继续话：，诶，长官，长官，能够嚟到府上去拜见你，系我嘅荣幸嚟嘅。
And this conversation went on for a few minutes.
呢个电话咧，佢讲咗好耐，持续咗好几分钟。
When he put the receiver down, he called the private. He said, "Come on in."
当佢系摆低个听筒嘅时候咧，佢就对门外嘅士兵讲话：，诶，入嚟啊。
And he said to him, "I said, what do you want?"
并且咧系问佢：，你嚟有咩事啊
？He said, "Sir, I am here to hook up the phone."
咁个士兵就话啦：，长官。我嚟系帮你咧接上电话线嘅。
Like Peter, many Christians who are saved and sanctified put on an image that is totally different from the real person.
好似彼得，好多嘅基督徒咧喺得救成圣之后咧，就戴上一副嘅面具，同自己真实嘅个性咧系完全唔相符嘅。
But here's the problem.
但系问题系
，as long as they drive their fears underground，
佢哋将自己嘅恐惧埋喺内心深处。
They prolong the process of bringing it up into the open and dealing with it and have victory over it.
佢哋一路拖延，唔肯将恐惧公开出嚟，去对付佢，去胜过佢。
As long as they are preoccupied with the outer facade，
如果佢哋一味咧只系注重外表
，they will prolong the pain and miss out on the joy of conquering fear。
佢哋嘅痛苦就会持续落去，冇办法得到战胜恐惧嘅喜乐啦。
When I think about those who drive their fears underground and project a false image of reality,
当我睇见佢哋深深咁样埋藏恐惧，并且摆出唔符合事实嘅假象嘅时候
，I'm reminded of the British archaeologist who discovered the tomb of Tutankhamun.
我就谂起嗰位发现著名木乃伊嘅英国考古学家。
Most of you have seen the mask either in person or on television.
好多人都见过图坦卡门木乃伊的面具，无论你是亲眼睇到或者喺电视上面睇过。
If you go to the Cairo Museum, you'll see it.
如果你去开罗博物馆你就会睇见噶啦。
There is a beautifully decorated casket.
嗰个咧系一个装饰得好靓嘅棺材。
Inside of it, there is another casket.
喺里面有另外一副嘅棺材。
Inside the second casket, there was a third casket that was covered with gold leaf.
而喺第二个棺材里边咧，又有第三个棺材系被嗰啲金叶纸咧覆盖住嘅。
Inside the third casket, there was a fourth casket that was made of pure gold.
而喺第三个棺材里边咧，又有第四个棺材系用纯金做成嘅。
And inside the fourth casket, there were gold clothes withThat famous gold mask.
而喺第四个棺材里边咧，就系金制嘅衣服同埋嗰块著名嘅金面具。
But do you know what was inside the gold clothes?
但系你知唔知喺呢件金制嘅衣服里边系啲乜嘢咧
？The blackened, dried out remains of a very ancient corpse.
系一副古老嘅、发黑嘅，而且咧仲系枯干咗嘅尸体。
No matter how we disguise it,
无论我哋点样去伪装
，No matter how we conceal it,
无论我哋点样去掩藏
，No matter how to cover it up,
无论我哋点样去遮盖。
The dead, dry bones of fear have to be exposed and confessed in order to be defeated.
恐惧呢一个嘅死亡就好似嗰啲嘅干咗嘅骨头一样，系要暴露出嚟，我哋咧先至能够打败佢嘅。
Jesus took compassion on Peter and embarked on the process in Peter's life, just as he did with Thomas.
耶稣怜悯彼得，开始着手咧系改造彼得嘅生命，就好似对多马一样。
The process was getting him to expose and identify and acknowledge his fears so that he may learn how to have victory over his fears.
就是让他去暴露，去识别并且认知自己的恐惧，然后呢，他才可以学习怎样去胜过恐惧。
I have selected only two profound encounters that Jesus allowed Peter to have with his fears in order to help him defeat his fears.
我揀咗两件意义深远嘅事件嚟去睇下主耶稣点样帮彼得胜过恐惧。
The first one is in Matthew 14:22.
第一件咧系喺马太福音嘅14:22嘅。
Jesus had just finished feeding 5,000 with only 5 loaves and 2 fish.
耶稣啱啱用完5饼2鱼喂饱5000人。
Whether this crowd believed in Jesus or not, they came for the food.
无论当时的群众他们信不信耶稣，他们来呢都是为了食物的。
The crowd was pressing on them from every direction.
那些人呢从各方各地呢是涌挤来到这里。
And finally, Jesus said it was time to get away from the crowd and go to the school of practical faith.
最后耶稣呢就说是时候离开人群了，他要教导门徒实践信心的功课。
That is not exactly what he said, but I want you to understand the meaning of it.
当然了，这个并不是他当时真正讲的说话，我只是想让你明白当中的意思。
He said, let's go to the Lake of Galilee, where the lesson will take place.
他说我们去加利利海那里上堂。
The sea was the area of Peter's strength.
大海可以说是渔夫彼得可以施展力量的地方了。
The sea was the area of Peter's knowledge.
彼得对海的认识是很深的。
This was the area of Peter's confidence.
这个是彼得最有自信的一方面来的。
Right on the water.
是在海上面。
Peter and the other fishermen were familiar with the Sea of Galilee.
彼得和其他的渔夫呢都非常熟悉加利利海。
They knew it backwards and forwards.
他们对这里是了如指掌的。
They knew where the sandbars were.
他们知道哪里有沙洲。
They knew where the rough spots were.
他们也都知道哪里的风浪是最动荡的。
They knew how to handle the wind and the storms.
他们知道怎样去面对风暴。
They have been through it all and they knew it all.
他们很有经验，知识很丰富。
I am convinced that the Lord Jesus had a sense of humor.
我相信呢，主耶稣是很有幽默感的。
He wasn't going to teach Peter this important lesson on the mountain.
他不是在高山上面去教导彼得这个的功课。
But in the water.
而是在水面上。
I will tell you more about this in my next message.
我会在下次的节目里面呢再讲讲这方面的。
They got into the boat.
他们就上了船。
And Jesus promised to meet them on the other side.
耶稣答应在对面岸呢跟他们会面。
His plan was to teach Peter the lesson of confronting his hidden fears.
他准备教彼得怎样去对付藏在心里面的恐惧。
The Lord went up to the mountain to pray and spend time with the Father.
主耶稣呢上山去跟天父祷告。
Jesus considered it very important to fellowship with the Father.
耶稣非常看重跟天父共处的时间。
And you should too.
你都应该是这样的。
Before you can help anyone, you have to spend adequate time with your Heavenly Father.
你要用足够的时间和天父在一起，你才可以去帮其他人。
Before you can minister to anyone, you must first be able to minister to your Heavenly Father.
你一定要先服侍你在天上的父，才能够去服侍其他人。
Before you can be effective with people, you have to be affected by the presence of the Lord.
你需要先被主的同在深深地影响，才能够去影响其他人。
So when they got into the water, the wind began to blow.
好了，当他们的船出发的时候，就开始有些风了。
The sea started to get rough and the waves began to get high.
海面开始不平稳，浪也都很高。
And these experienced fishermen began to panic.
这些有经验的渔夫都开始惊慌了。
They rowed and rowed and rowed.
他们用力地去划桨。
But they were not making any headway.
但是没办法前进。
And the more they tried, the worse the situation got.
他们越用力，形势就越危险。
Many of you have been there and you know what I'm talking about.
很多人呢都有过这样的经历，一定知道我讲什么了。
You know the feeling of rowing and rowing the boat of your life alone.
你知道那种很努力但又很孤单地去爬艇的感觉，就是去爬你那个生命的艇那种的感觉。
You know the feeling of what it is not to be making headway.
你也都知道那种毫无进展的感觉。
In Mark chapter 6 verse 48,
在马可福音的六章四十八节，
He tells us that during that time of rowing, until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus was watching them from above.
那里告诉我们，那些门徒呢，奋力地去摇橹，即是爬艇，去到凌晨四更天的时候呢，耶稣就从上往下看着他们。
Have you ever asked yourself why didn't Jesus come from the mountain as soon as he saw them in trouble?
你有冇问过你自己，点解耶稣唔系从佢所在嘅山上，一见到门徒有危险，就即刻落山去救佢哋咧？
The Bible tells us a little bit about why Jesus did not come immediately.
圣经透露咗一啲有关于耶稣点解冇即时落嚟去救佢哋嘅原因。
It is because part of the lesson plan was to let Peter begin to acknowledge his fears.
因为计划的其中一部分呢，就是让彼得去意识到自己的恐惧。
That fear that Peter has been adamantly refusing to acknowledge.
一直以来，彼得都很顽固地去拒绝承认自己的恐惧。
I want you to know that Jesus is always watching you.
要知道，耶稣一路都看着你。
And just because he is delaying the answer does not mean that he is denying you the answer.
而且他延迟不答复你，并不表示他拒绝答复你。
Delay does not mean denial.
延迟是不等于拒绝的。
But there are lessons that he wants you to learn.
但是主耶稣要你学一些功课。
There are emotions that he wants you to confront.
他要你去面对某些情绪。
There are fears that he wants you to overcome.
他要你去克服一些的恐惧。
I know you want to know how Jesus helped Peter to confront his fears.
我知道你很希望去了解耶稣怎样帮彼得去面对恐惧。
Tune in next time to hear the answer.
请你在下次的节目再来收听这个的结果。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。